Indications are that black Zimbabweans have over the years been skeptical about vasectomy, with most of them simply condemning it as a form of castration. They claim that there is almost little or no education on vasectomy, which ensures that a man is unable to father a child after undergoing the surgical procedure. Medical experts say their fears are unjustified, as one is able to have normal sexual activities even after settling for vasectomy. Urologist and Zimbabwe government medical consultant Hassan Ashmawi says vasectomy is a safe and effective form of birth control. He explains how it is done.
It is a process of cutting the vas deferens, and the vas deferens, it is the tube which carries the sperm from the testis. It is a simple procedure which can be done under local anesthesia, and it is a good, reasonable way as a way of family planning. In our locality here in Africa and Zimbabwe, I don't see quite a number of people, 5 to 10% of the patients whom I see, they come requesting vasectomy.
Dr. Ashmawi says many sexual organs remain functional following such medical procedure.
It does not affect sexual capability, sexual activity. It will be as good as he is. And this is something totally different from castration. People might not be well educated about this procedure.
Dr. Elopis Banda agrees, noting that vasectomy is not some form of castration. He says the birth control method is 100% effective, though it does not protect men against sexually transmitted diseases.
What it means is that the sperms do not get to the partner. And if they don't get to the partner cannot become pregnant. It's an alternative because women will have what is called tubal ligation, where their tubes are blocked. But more and more people, I think, share the responsibility of childbirth, and the man is asked to contribute to the family planning procedures by offering themselves for a vasectomy.
Dr. Swanda, who is a gynecologist, adds that men should always seriously think about such birth control methods in order to share the family planning burden with women. And Monica Mandiki, a consultant in health and women's issues, echoes his sentiments, saying entrenched traditional norms are driving away men from undergoing surgical procedures like vasectomy, which cost between $300 and $1,000 in most countries.
That has been very traditional. Family planning methods are female-based anyway. So you find that there are few instances where men go to the health institution where most of the health education happens. But our encouragement is that because these things hinge on both the female and the male partner, we encourage that these people go together. They are counseled together. Then they select a method together. It's good for their relationships.
Mrs. Mandiki says in some cases, women are very sensitive to some of these medical procedures.
We found that the take-up has been very low for men. And most of the reasons, I don't know if these have changed, but I don't think so, have been the essence that you have to work on the male organ, which is a very sensitive part, not only for the male, but even for the female. And because most people think that there may be some failure of the method, particularly thinking about importance, you find that refusal doesn't only hinge on the men, it's also on the women.
But to Christine Banda, a 78-year-old former nurse at Marondera Hospital in Mashonaland East Province, black Zimbabweans have never entertained the idea of having their private parts tampered with, especially in a doctor's surgery, unless they have contracted a sexually transmitted disease.
Our black people didn't like it because they wanted to be bulls all the time. It was often done by white people. I remember seeing a lot of them. They used to come for vasectomy when I worked at Marondera Hospital.
She believes that the majority of men always think of impregnating women at will, and that is why they do not entertain the idea of taking up such birth control methods. For Makloid Chawe, a traditional leader in Mbembezi communal lands, Matabeleland region, men should go for circumcision instead of vasectomy.
I don't think really that is the right thing to do or the right way to go. Actually, that is castration of a man. I think personally is inhuman. In our Xhosa tradition, we actually encourage people to go for a circumcision rather than go for that sort of thing.
But urologist Ashmawi argues that such views are far-fetched. He says the only setback is that it is difficult to reverse this birth control method.
This procedure is not really irreversible, but it is almost irreversible. In other words, once it is done, it will be difficult. The operation for reversing, which I also met quite a number of patients come after 5 years, 10 years, requesting the circumstances have been changed in his family, whatever. When he requesting reviving the vasectomy to do what called vasovagostomy or vasovagostomy, it's usually a bit challenging procedures, and the success rate is between 5% and 10% success rate.
On the other hand, Chawe thinks that there is no need for such birth control methods as Zimbabwe needs to boost its population of 12.9 million. To him, sending men to the doctor's operation table for vasectomy is retrogressive. It still remains to be seen how Zimbabwean men will adjust to some of these changing worldwide trends which have literally crept into their bedrooms. The big question is, will women continue to undergo tubal ligation while men drag their feet in doing simple birth control methods? Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.